Today's audiocast for Friday, December 29th, 2006 from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news resource, is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. Well, as 2006 comes to a close, AvWeb recently caught up with Richard Abilafia, noted aviation analyst and analyst with the Teal Group in Washington. It's been quite a year, Richard. What are the highlights?
Well, it's been a fantastic year in terms of deliveries, for certain. You know, it looks like we're going to ramp up from about 711 BizJet deliveries worth about $11.5 billion in 2005 to a new record of something about 830 jets worth close to $14 billion in 2006, so a substantial upward delta. Another thing, of course, is the, close correlation of this upturn with, for the first time, corporate profits. In the past, you'd see some kind of indicator. Corporate profits went up. There'd be some kind of vague correlation. But in 05 and 06, corporate profitability increased dramatically, and it was very closely related, closely correlated to business jet demand. In other words, we can say this isn't a question of overbuilding, say, for the fractionals or anything. This is direct organic demand from companies that need a more efficient form of transportation and have the resources to pay for it. So that's very good news, too. And then, of course, there were little things here and there, like the first deliveries of the first VLJ, Cessna's Mustang. Nice little increase there. You saw some additional progress in other new programs. But for the most part, almost 95% of the story is just the uptick in demand and the clear uptick in drivers for that demand.
Okay, how's the piston market and the bizjet market looking? Is all this sustainable?
Well, eventually, of course, in any growth market, things begin to run out. It's kind of funny, though, looking back at NBAA this year, everyone was waiting for words of caution and notes of a slight plateauing, but nothing of the sort was heard from anybody. It was onward and upward. So it's obvious that we've got some room for additional expansion in this market. Certainly we're predicting that the bottom doesn't peak out until 2008, 2009, really, and there's a potential upside of the market growing into 2010, even. A lot depends on the broader economy, of course. When it comes to business jets, you do have that correlation between corporate profits and as well as international growth and demand. The piston market, frankly, is almost an afterthought to the industry. While the numbers are great, you're talking about maybe 2 or 3% of the total value of the industry. There's so much concentration at the top. And the piston market tends to be far less affected by drivers like corporate profitability or even GDP or anything. It's basically just the classic owner-operator market, as you know, and that sort of moves in its own somewhat less cyclical world. So we're not expecting any dramatic changes either way with that market.
More of AvWeb's interview with Richard Abilafia following this message from Bose.
The Bose Aviation Headset 10. For 5 years, the number one choice in Professional Pilot Magazine survey. Enjoy an unmatched combination of comfortable fit, noise reduction, and clearer audio with 50% less clamping force than most conventional ANR headsets. Learn more at Bose.com/headset. Fly with the Aviation Headset 10 for 30 days risk-free. Order by December 31st and receive a free pair of Bose Around Ear audio headphones. Learn about the convenient payment plan. Visit Bose.com/headset.
Now back to AvWeb's conversation with Richard Abilafia, noted aviation analyst. Richard, as we look to the future, particularly in the big bizjet arena, one of the big stories this past year, Cessna announced that they're considering dabbling in the bizjet market. Where do you think they're going to head with that?
I tend to think that's going to be very attractive for them. The large cabin concept, the LCC, that they unveiled at NBAA, it looked very strong, attracted a lot of attention. From a Cessna standpoint, they've shown a concerted willingness to put a lot of resources into new product development, which, of course, has helped grow their market share. On the other hand, of course, once you start getting into the big leagues above $20 million, where they've never really been before, and $20 million in price tag, that's a substantial payment. That's a chunk of change and, of course, risk that comes with it. So they're going to look very closely at it. But on the other hand, there's a lot of loyalty in the Cessna user base, and the attractiveness of having a product that's a notch above their traditional ladder of models, it's got to be very attractive. I think you're going to see them move forward with that. the speed of the moving forward, of course, depends upon how this plane shapes up in terms of equipment and technology and everything like that. But I think it must be very attractive to them.
Now let's get on to our favorite topic, VLJs. When we spoke with you about 6 months ago, you said it wasn't quite the market everyone thought it was going to be. Has anything changed your opinion on that?
Well, I would argue that things are exactly the same. I still think this is a nice little bolt-on to the addition, nice new models, some interesting new technology. But when people start talking about a revolution and start developing dozens of new models and business plans to cater to this purported revolution, you have a recipe for what you might call a little microcosms of carnage, financial carnage. So I'd be surprised if you didn't see a bit more than that. You had a couple more bodies fall in line the past year or two. Most recently, the Avocet ProJet died. I've always argued that if you really had true demand pull, then money wouldn't be a problem for these programs. They would find a way to make it happen and cater to this enormous and growing market, but you're seeing nothing of the sort. Cessna, of course, very modest expectations, and they'll ramp up gradually with the Mustang, and that'll be a nice enhancement to their product line. No question that Embraer will join them in a couple of years with the Phenom 100. Everyone else, we just don't know. Adam looks confident, but who can say until they deliver it? The big mystery is Eclipse, which has always had the most ambitious and aggressive business plan. But every year, or sorry, I should say every month now, there seems to be a new setback or obstacle, and we don't really know how that's going to play out.
And we also have some new players, Piper, Honda, even ATG with the sport jet isn't considered dead yet. All these folks are brimming with confidence that their projects are going to go forward.
It's kind of funny. Every time someone dies, it appears sort of like that Greek monster, the Hydra. Every time you chop one head off, another two or three grow back. I mean, you've got a whole bunch chopped off now. Sapphire, Century Jet, AASI, the Avocet ProJet. That's just a few. But as you say, there's a bunch more coming online. I think kind of the interesting one to watch is the Honda that you mentioned, and I don't really categorize that as a VLJ with that $3.65 million price tag. It's actually much closer to, say, a Citation Jet, you know, the low end of the LJ market. That's going to be interesting to watch. It's sort of curious. I mean, Honda has the financial resources to develop anything it wants. This is a rounding error in their finances. I mean, this is insignificant from the standpoint of Honda Corporation. Now, that doesn't mean they want to get into this. This is hardly a core competency for them, and they specialize in volume production, and aerospace is, of course, very low volumes, the exact opposite of the car industry. I'd be surprised, though, if they didn't think about bringing this to market and getting in with maybe 40 or 60 a year or something like that. Competitive threat for the folks in that market space, but again, not a revolution.
Okay, Richard, prediction time. What's going to be the big story of 2007?
Wow. Predictions, gosh. You're going to see the launch of new stuff at the high end. There's no question. And that, basically the top half, so maybe I'm opening myself there to LCC from Cessna, but I think definitely you're going to see that long-awaited product announcement from Gulfstream about something very high-end. You know, it's funny, looking back in the mid-90s, no one thought that that $46 million market segment would take off the way it has. I'd be very surprised if, as Dassault started introducing the Falcon 7X to market, they didn't start introducing new derivatives also aimed at the middle or high-end. That's going to be intriguing. Probably the middle first and then move on.
So as Cessna takes on Gulfstream, Gulfstream takes on Boeing and Airbus?
Exactly. Something very much like that. Everyone wants to move up on the food chain. No doubt you're going to see something happen in the VLJ sector. I'm definitely thinking that it's going to be something modest. That is to say, people succeed in delivering the first few hundred VLJs, and that's not a revolution in terms of market size. It's a nice thing to have. There's got to be some sort of reconciliation of Eclipse's huge forecast numbers and the more likely market reality. That'll be very interesting to watch. I suspect it could be very difficult, too. In terms of other aspects of the market, I think you're going to see continued growth, no question. High single-digit, low double-digit numbers growth, and that's great from the standpoint of just about everybody. In terms of other market segments, you could see additional product announcements from Embraer, obviously moving aggressively into this market space, and possibly even something from somebody new, because the funny thing about this market is that even though barriers to entry are very high, and even though we've only seen one or two new market entrants since 1960, everyone's attracted by these numbers, and I'd be surprised if we didn't say something like the current number of players and possibly a few new ones. So it's a very fragmented market by aviation industry standards, and it's likely to stay that way.
You've been listening to a conversation with Richard Abelofia, noted aviation analyst, and our thanks to Richard for taking the time to lend us his insight. AvWeb.com, that's where you'll find more aviation news, features, and resources than ever before, including the all-new AvWeb Flight Explorer Personal Edition geared for private pilots and aviation enthusiasts. To start your AvWeb Flight Explorer Personal Edition subscription, just log on to AvWeb.com. Comments on this audiocast are welcome. Audio news at AvWeb.com. And this report was brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Visit Bose.com/headset. Look for AvWeb's next audio cast on Monday, January 1st. I'm Mike Blakeney. Thanks for listening and Happy New Year from the audio news team at AvWeb.com.